Welcome to this session. This particular section is about setting up a blog on Blogger. The reason why I've chosen Blogger, it is a very straightforward process for setting up a blog and getting started very quickly. It's a three-step process, and to get started, you'll need to go to the Blogger website. Now that is at www.blogger.com. And Blogger is spelt B-L-O-G-G-E-R. You can also do a search on Google if you want to. Now this three-step process that they take you through is fairly straightforward. It's, first of all, you need to create an account. So they'll ask you for your preferred username and password. They'll also want an email address so they can contact you if need be. And also a display name, which is the name that will actually appear on your blog. So put in there whatever you want to appear in the public domain. Okay, the second part of the Blogger setup process is to choose both a name for your blog and a web address. So the name should be reflective of the type of content people can expect to find in your blog. The web address, you're asked to nominate your web address, but you may find that that's not available if somebody else has already chosen that name. So you can choose a unique name, or you can choose something and just simply, for example, add a number to the end of the name you've chosen. That way you may find that you can get something fairly close to what you want. The second part of the Blogger setup process is to choose a template, and this is where you get to select the look and feel of how the blog will appear to other people. So there's a wide range of colours and layouts and fonts available. Make a selection there. Okay, now that you've completed those three steps, you're into the part where you need to post your first blog entry. So the three-step process sets up the blog for you. Now you need to populate it with some information. So you'll be prompted to go straight to creating your first post or starting to post. Now there is a bit of a trick on this screen. After you've entered the title for your blog post and also the text in the main text box on the screen, make sure you scroll down all the way to the bottom of the screen to see the rectangular orange publish post button. Click on that button once you're happy with what you've written, and that will actually post it to your weblog. Now don't worry too much if you've made a typo or you're not quite sure what to write for this first one, because you can always go back and edit it. This is the main form that you'll be using when you're entering new posts to your blog. This is the form you'll be coming back to time and time again, so it will become very familiar to you. So once you've entered your first post, I'd recommend that you go and have a look at your actual blog, and you might even like to share the web address for your blog in the discussion related to this topic in the Cool Tools event. Okay, it's a very brief overview about how to set up a blog, and there is also extensive help material available for the various online blogging systems, so I recommend taking a look there as well. Quite often there's user forums that can have those frequently asked questions, those things like that publish post button that's hidden way at the bottom of the screen. Some tips and tricks there for you. Okay, thanks. That's all for this session, guys.